One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot. I'ma get a scholarship to King's College. I probably should.
Hello, welcome back to the Second Shot Podcast. I'm Sex Man George Dunn.
And I'm Prudman Newsom.
Prudman Newsom?
Yeah, I don't have any sex.
Well, I know, Devin. I know. Prudman, sorry.
I just, not that I couldn't have sex if I wanted to, I don't want to do it.
You're so prude?
Yeah.
You're so prude. You probably think this lack of sex is about you, don't you?
I would have went with, come on prude, boy, I want to name it up.
I don't know that one.
Rihanna?
Who's that? Who's Piana?
I don't, George, you, I know you know about pop culture and all of its facets.
Unless they're on a Lonely Islands album, I don't know who they are. Or a Weird Al parodied them. Or I'm friends with
them on
Facebook.
Wasn't Rihanna on the Lonely Island album?
She definitely was. She was on like two or three.
I was going to say.
She's a Shairani singer, right?
Yeah, that's right. Shairani.
I think it's Rihanna. Yeah, I love Shairani.
Did you see that movie Never Stop, Never Stopping?
Yeah, it's fucking great.
It's so funny.
The whole helmet thing is so fucking funny.
It's amazing. And then the Osama song, like,
fuck you, like the government fucked Obama.
Like the
Osama.
Government fucked Osama. It's amazing.
Oh, it's so funny.
That dude that played Tyler the Creator is going to be a new cast member on SNL. They just announced.
Who played Tyler the Creator?
The parody character.
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, he's funny. He's really funny.
He's funny. Chris Redd. Yeah, he's about to be a new player.
I wasn't sure where else I'd seen him before, but that movie's so good. I don't think enough people have seen that movie.
Yeah, like, I try
people don't talk about it.
I try to praise it. Maybe we should do that for the live episode.
Maybe. We'll see. I do like that movie.
Yeah.
We'll, I guess that's a bit of a sclusy. We are doing a live episode at some point.
Yeah.
Soon, hopefully.
Yeah. Did I just drop news?
Apparently.
Oh, shit.
News drop. Boop, 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 boop. Hi, I'm Kurt Loder with a Second Shot news drop. Kurt Cobain's dead, and the Second Shot's doing...
Wait, why did Kurt Loder have, like...
From MTV News.
I know, but he wasn't doing stuff when there was the air horns, or he wouldn't have the air horns.
I said boom, 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 not like, because they had slamming metal thing the twice.
That's what I would have thought of.
We should do like the old-timey news, like, just air horns.
This just in.
Boom, 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 boom.
These two guys in Cleveland are doing a show that probably 10 people will show up for.
It's in Elyria. You know, where everyone in Lakewood loves to go.
That and more at 10
Can't
o'clock.
Drink either. Yeah, that's going to be fun. Me not being able to drink on a podcast is going to be...
Oh, we can't drink?
It's a no booze area. It's all ages.
Shit, I'm going to get drunk around the corner then.
That's true. There's a good bar over there.
I didn't say you couldn't be drunk.
That's what my dad said on his weekends. I didn't say I had to be sober. Well, this week we are going to be talking about The Bachelorette with our guest who's been sitting here listening to our wondrous witty banter, Emily Bamforth.
Well, you broke news just then.
I did.
So, like, it was all worth it, really.
How fitting for
my sick Kurt Loder impression.
Yeah, I'm glad I was just here to witness that. I can actually leave now.
Hey, I'm Kurt Loder.
Are you sure you can stay for the rest of this episode? Yeah, I was going to say, because, like, you need to type out this story.
Yeah, I'm typing it right now. You can't.
Oh,
okay.
Nice.
But
she's a little...
Oh, that's... I didn't see you had your phone underneath the table there, but, yeah.
Mm-hmm. She has a tiny typewriter. And she's like Tom Hanks.
Oh, it's a little tiny typewriter.
I have to put on my tiny little reporter's hat with like the stub the sticking press out ticket. Of it. Yeah.
She goes to the payphone that's over in the corner. She just runs into it. It's like, I thought I had something. I don't know.
That's a great joke.
That was great.
I'm so sad that you don't have payphone related material, George.
Not yet.
Just like
all my Superman material has been wasted, so you know, like,
hey, everything's coming back. Payphones got to come back at some point.
It's true. Then we can have like None of the Matrix can really fulfill its...
Oh, my God. Payphones totally could come back.
Mm-mm. Cleveland's taking out some of their payphones.
But...
They're getting rid of them.
Follow me here.
I'm following you.
Who are you, L. Ron Hubbard? Because I'm following you.
We're going to have...
Who are you, Uncle Cracker? Because I'm following you.
Who are you, you too? Because I will follow.
Oh, my God. That was amazing. All right. Get me. Okay. I don't even know if I should say this on the podcast because I feel like this is an amazing
idea. You dropping another Sclusy?
Oh, man.
Sclusy.
Wait, where's the news then?
Pew, 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 pew.
All right. Touchscreen, computer screen, Skype, payphones.
I like that you had to say all three of those.
I like that you don't know that there's a Skype app on everybody's cell phone.
Exactly. So you could call any phone, FaceTime, any phone. It's a payphone that you walk into, and you Skype people. You swipe a card. You scan a phone. You scan an Apple Watch to make a call.
Why would you scan a phone to make a call? That doesn't make any sense.
So an Apple Watch. Forget the phone part.
The Apple Watch
if you don't have any service or minutes yet.
I feel like these booths are just going to be used for people to shoot heroin and take a nap.
Or
poop.
Or send dick pics from a phone booth.
That's true. Yeah. Oh, that feels like some
put them in
Silence of the Lambs type shit.
You put them in banks, which are also probably not going to exist.
You put them in banks? Why are they in banks?
I keep all my money in Bitcoin. Thank you.
You put
very
them
much.
In malls, which are also not going to exist.
Now they're outdoor malls now, like Crocker Park.
You put them outside in Crocker Park.
Why?
There's ways to do this. In case being...
You know, my favorite thing about cell phones is the fact that I had to go somewhere else to use them.
Yeah.
And pay for it again.
Guys, don't shoot down all my ideas.
All of them.
Devin, I don't want to shoot down all of your ideas. I just want to shoot down most of them so I can feel better about myself.
All right.
I want to shoot them down because they're kind of stupid.
I told you my Eminem's idea before
You're
the podcast,
on our podcast,
and that was an amazing idea, that Eminem idea.
It was.
You know, Emily, we're not going to watch The Bachelorette anymore. You're going to watch, like, I don't know, what's a really cool horror movie?
Mother.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh,
I did
yeah.
see Mother. I was going to talk about that. I almost forgot about that. Did you see Mother?
I did.
Did you, Emily?
You?
No.
We can't even talk about it.
I'm not going to spoil
it.
There's not really
watch
any, there's not anything to spoil necessarily, but, like, what did you think?
I didn't know what the metaphor was going to be going in. Claire knew what it was going to be. Mm-hmm. And I kind of was expecting a horror movie from the trailers. So I was still on that train until mm-hmm. she kind of whispered over to me the idea or the metaphor that he put behind it. And what was the director's name?
Darren Aronofsky.
Yes, Aronofsky. And who did Black Swan and
Requiem.
Yes. he... From there, like, I got what he was doing, and it was a cool idea. It was more of, like, an art piece to me, and it got pretty crazy, and I didn't hate it, but I don't know. I felt like it was, like, the Get Out for it, the issue it was trying to attack. It was Get Out in a way to me.
Yeah, I liked Get Out a lot more.
Get Out was something that's a lot more relevant and needed to be talked about more. Which I think is why it was more effective.
But. Yeah. It's like, it's a really, really well-made movie, but I don't know if I liked it. You know, like, I'm yeah. still sitting on it. I still don't know what I feel about it. It's been almost a week.
I felt really sad the entire night after I watched it. I will say that.
Yeah. It kind of just puts you in a place where you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, I didn't, like, the metaphor, the face metaphor, you know, like, completely went over my head, and I got a deeper metaphor within that. Like, I'm not, it's not much to spoil the metaphor at this point. Like, so it's a metaphor about Jennifer Lawrence is Mother Nature, Javier Bardem is God, basically, and how their relationships build and grow or destroy and et cetera and kind of go up and down.
Mm-hmm.
And I got the metaphor of Javier Bardem was basically Darren Aronofsky, and she was his movie. Creations
and how people are coming in to see it
and the cult of personality and how it devours what his original intention, it perverts it, and he essentially has to be destroyed and then created from within again to create a new movie. Because I mean, especially that. Coming off of Noah,
Yeah.
You know, like,
people hated,
I don't know, like,
hated
it,
that, right?
Hmm?
People hated that, right?
It was divisive, but, like, I liked it.
I haven't seen it.
All of his movies are divisive, though, so, I mean, that's, like...
Yeah.
I mean, that was definitely one of his more divisive because it's the least interesting, I guess. I don't know.
You're like, really selling this. Like, it really, really selling this.
I mean, I'm not trying to sell Noah. Like, it's either you like it or you don't. Like, I think it's pretty good. I don't think it deserves any of the hate it gets. But, like, you know, I'm not trying to sell that movie. But I don't know. Like, Mother, it was really well made. I just thought it was, like, it was really upsetting. Like, I have to give it, like, props for being the most, like, upsetting and, like, avant-garde movie I've seen in a mainstream theater probably ever.
Yeah.
You know, especially, yeah, you know, the moment.
Oh, man, yeah.
That, like, I heard everybody, like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, all these old white people just, like, yeah, like, getting really angry.
I liked when the baby pissed all over everybody. That was hilarious. I'd laugh out loud. But then that was
followed bad time to laugh.
Yeah. Well, I was laughing, and then I was like, oh, shit, I have to stop laughing immediately.
Yeah, I knew where it was going, where I'm like, okay, well, yeah. I mean, I get what you're going, like, I get what you're, like, saying, but, like, yeah, it was very obvious why he was peeing, and I was like, yeah. Yeah, it's an upsetting movie, but,
This episode of Second Shot sponsored by Mother, the movie. It's very upsetting.
In theaters now.
I mean, that's kind of, that's probably, I'm surprised that's not, like, on the poster. Like, it's very upsetting.
It's very upsetting.
It's very on the nose.
I listened to Mother on the way there.
Mother.
And, yeah, then the Beatles, something, what's the song about Mother Nature? Came on immediately after. And then I didn't even know the metaphor, and I was like, oh, that's funny that came on. There's a Beatles song called that had to do with Mother Nature in the title or something.
Oh, Yellow Submarine. Yeah.
No, it literally says the word Mother Nature in the title. I can't remember, but whatever.
Well, we're going to watch probably the opposite of Mother now, or maybe the reality show version of Mother, if we're going with this proper metaphor.
I don't know if it's as deep.
We'll find out.
It's all about global warming, guys.
Is the rose is our god, right?
Well, it's men just trying to use up one resource. So.
We're watching. Gotta mine it.
Mining up.
So we're watching what, season 3, episode 2.
We are watching season
of The Bachelorette.
Oh, sorry, 13. I'm sorry. Of The Bachelorette.
We are not going back to season 3, unfortunately.
Yeah, none of these are streaming, so this is going to be fun.
Yeah, we found that out literally, like,
today.
Yeah, today, because I was like, oh, they're ready. They've watched the episode. No.
No.
Absolutely not.
So we're going to watch season 3, or 13, episode 2, and the last episode, or at least parts of the last episode, because it's 3 fucking hours long.
Trust me, if you had watched that whole season, you would be like, I'm here for 3 hours. I'm ready. I've, like, brought water and trail mix, and I'm, like, ready to go on this emotional trip.
Trail mix. I need that protein to stay up.
You do. You really, truly do.
Need all that energy.
It's a journey, but we'll probably skip through parts of the finale because you don't need to hear Chris Harrison talking for 3 hours.
Speak for yourself.
Right. I mean, I watched him talk for 3 hours, so.
So we will be back in 4.5 hours.
Lord of the Rings.
Jeez, I wish we were watching Lord of the Rings. Yeah, we'll be back in a few minutes, and we will talk about The Bachelorette.
The Bachelorette. Mm. It's a show about a bunch of dudes trying to get in one resource.
See how many of them fuck.
I was trying to be a little bit lighter than that.
Who's going to frack on this episode?
Oh, no, stop it.
There's so much dangerous gas coming out. The water's on fire.
Anal fracking.
I hate everything about this metaphor.
Coming up on The Bachelorette. Rachel's journey to find love continues.
I am truly giving myself in this process. And I've said some really hard goodbyes along the way, but as much as I hated to cry, I have followed my gut to get down to the 4 men that I have left.
Cheers to another step.
Now I feel something deep with each one of them.
I know that I'm falling in love with you.
What do you say we go explore Spain?
Wow. Oh my gosh!
We out here! Yeah!
Isn't this beautiful? Sunset.
Yes.
Rachel Lindsay, I love you.
I feel like I'm on top of the world, and
I'm living a fairy tale right now, but I know how big of a deal it is to come to someone's hometown and meet their family and how it can change everything.
I never brung a girl home. Like, none of that.
I'm gonna freak out right before we walk in the door.
For you to bring this to my house.
You didn't feel loved by your father? Is that what you're saying?
Do you remember the disagreements that we had after Mom passed away?
You still got one foot stuck in the past.
It was hard.
I have walls up, for sure, with Rachel. I haven't figured out when those walls will come down.
Is he emotionally ready for marriage?
Not necessarily. It's just not fair.
If you're not in it, you don't know what it's like.
You have to understand, you are in a bubble.
You guys excuse me for a second?
My gut is telling me Brian talks a lot, but I don't think there's the sincerity factor.
I've given my all.
We're in two different places. And that is so hard for me to say.
I did not expect to be this affected by saying goodbye.
What am I supposed to say?
I don't know how to take it, but
something changed in her.
And it crushed me, like my heart dropped.
You're closing yourself off, and it's disallowing us to have a relationship.
I don't want to give up on you. I'm not going to give up on you.
What do you think about being married?
Marriage is one of the biggest and most important steps between two people that truly love each other and want to prove that love in the ultimate way.
And we're back with The Bachelorette. My name's Chris Harrison, and we're on the Second Shot podcast talking about season 13 of The Bachelorette. Tell me, Devin Newsom, how did you feel that night?
You know, like, when we sat down and watched the show, I immediately knew that there was just something about this show that I loved, and I couldn't tell what it was.
That's great! Oh, okay, Emily, how did you feel about this show-watching experience?
I don't know. I just feel like everybody else who was watching the show wasn't really here for the show.
Oh, that's wonderful. We are on ABC. Let's cut to a commercial real quick. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Greg Dargington, and I'm here for Tide Washing Detergent. Come watch Tide Washing Detergent. Clean your clothes, because there's a
My
teddy bear.
My clothes are dirty.
Oh, you got to clean them with Tide Washing Detergent. I'm a teddy bear. That's probably our logo.
Where can I buy it, and how much is it?
It's probably $3.99. Who knows? Go to Mark's. You'll find it on sale. Hi, and I'm Chris Henson back
thanks,
for...
Thanks for your help. Thanks for your help, Greg Tarnington.
Greg
we
Tarnington.
Didn't close the story.
Hi, I'm Chris Henson. Thank you, Greg Tarnington, for that Tide commercial. I love that teddy bear. So, we're on the Second Shot podcast talking about season 13 of The Bachelor.
The most recent season.
I'm George Dunn, and Wine Guy has come out in full force.
He really has.
Wow. Because we watched this show for so long, and...
Yeah, we did not know that the first episode's an hour and a half, feature length.
Sorry.
And then the second episode is 2 hours.
Actually, no, I told you how long this was going to be.
Yeah, day of.
Like, no, that's not true. I told you,
you
before
said
that.
It might be 2 hours.
I said
at the end of the day, George, you're the one that booked this.
That's true.
At the end of the day, George, you're the one who waited until the day of
to
try and watch the episode.
It is me being a hashtag fake feminist, and I apologize.
Please,
George, you don't fucking do anything for this show. You don't stay up after late. And
after
edit.
Late.
I don't buy all the equipment. Do all the mixing.
Never.
Do all the editing. Do all most of the booking, except for when we find, like, the cool punk rock guys that we have on the show. Then that's Devin's area.
Wait, am I not the cool punk rock guy?
No, you're definitely the cool punk rock guy.
Hey.
You're the cool punk rock guy at Cleveland.com.
That's my official byline.
You and my cousin.
I gotta say, we get pretty good guests on this show. Like, we get all cool people, and it's not
that's
just
true.
Me. It's not me. It's us. And it's our guests. And it's everybody that does every... And when I saw our...
Let's
you
see
know,
where this goes.
You know, when I saw our podcast for the first time, I just knew that there was something about our podcast that I loved and that I might, you know, one day try to settle down with. But I don't...
Are you ready to commit?
Are you ready to commit to the podcast?
You know, I feel like I need more time. I want it to be perfect, you know, when I commit. And I just...
Devin,
wife.
Devin, I love you.
I love you too.
Oh, we're not supposed to say that. Oh, let's hide. Oh, let's,
that's
hide,
not for
let's hide from the camera.
Save that for the last episode.
Oh, why am I feeling so dumb? I'm so dumb.
What is wrong
What's
with
wrong
me?
With me? Oh, I look like Sebastian Stan. I'm so handsome. What's wrong with me?
Peter was good. Peter was good.
I like sick, witty banter we just did. Oh, no, it's still going. Okay. So I'm going to undo a few seconds of silence real quick so we can cut this out.
Sound of
silence. Yeah, Peter Krause was on 6 Feet Under. He was he was Dexter's brother. I won't spoil what happens.
Please don't spoil it.
Six
Feet Under is a legit fucking great show.
Claire made me watch it the other day.
I have the box set of the, it's a little burial plot, but with all the DVDs inside of it. It's really cool. It's got fake grass on it and stuff.
Hell yeah.
I love it.
But we're not here to discuss.
You're not here to discuss it.
I'm not. Drops Mike, but walks out.
Peter. So he looked like Peter. You're right.
He looks like Sebastian Stan, but he has Peter Krause's name.
But I don't know who that is.
But Pete, no.
You know him if you saw him. He's a pretty boy.
I don't know. I guess, should we spoil it right now? The end of the show?
No. Let's get into first. So we have, what's her name? Oh, Rachel Lindsay.
Rachel Lindsay.
She's a very, very ABC
a lawyer.
Name.
She's in her early 30s. She's the first black bachelorette.
In 13 years.
In 13
the first
seasons.
Black person of color on any of the Bachelor shows, right?
But the first black person of color, yes. There were many white people of color, but she was the first black person of color on the Bachelorette.
No, that was in, the lead role.
Well, that's more what I meant. I mean, obviously, it's not like they're just be like, we're ABC, we don't allow black people. We don't allow that sassy gay man on Modern Family.
The routine joke that black people didn't make it past, the fourth round in any of the Bachelor
series.
Yeah,
it is kind of the romantic comedy version of a horror movie.
That's actually...
that was a stereotype, that they didn't ever get a black person. I don't think statistically that's correct, but that was a running joke. Is they won't make it past the hometown dates at all. And it turned out to be true mainly. So it was a really big deal when she was chosen.
Yeah, I feel like they're trying to lean into the changing tide. If you will.
Yeah,
you mean after,
after 13 years.
Yeah.
You feel like this type of show, it's like, it's basically, it's mainstream media trying to show true relationships on TV and how they progress and how they begin and turn into this whole thing. But they try to condense it all into 2 months. So it's like, it's very tough for, you to get across what they try to display, and for the sense of representing an entire spectrum of race.
You can't judge a relationship based on 1 month. It's just, you're never going to.
Yeah, that, or you can't always represent everyone and represent real issues, and... on this show, on The Bachelorette, they're never gonna, discuss... interracial dating and things.
Well, no, because that's not what the show
that goes through.
They do.
Do they?
They do.
Do they discuss those issues?
So, important context here. I had them watch the second episode of Rachel's season and then parts of the finale, not the whole thing, because it's 3 hours long and there is no need for that. But basically, in different parts of it, especially when... there are multiple villains throughout the season, but one of them is very obviously racist. And towards
say his name.
Lee. Hashtag say his name.
Identify.
So
hashtag waste his time 2017.
Waste his time. So later in the
Lee Garrett.
Later in the season, it starts creeping up more and more that the conversation of interracial relationships and stuff like that. She starts asking them, have you dated a black woman before? There's this funny bit where Dean, who's 25 but is portrayed as a freaking 15-year-old, he's like, I haven't dated a black woman before. Do I need to go tell her right now? And everyone's like, no.
It's okay.
somebody will ask you if they need that information. But it does come up, and it does come off a little bit like Peter, and I think it's Peter, in one of the episodes introduces her to his friends who are two interracial couples, and they're like,
yeah,
Peter has plenty of black friends. Like, he has examples for
he
this.
He can't be racist. Yeah. There's no way he can be racist.
But it does come up. And in her interview, she's talked about how she felt a lot of pressure to not get too emotional or not portray any stereotypes on TV because she is the first black woman in this position. And so it is discussed, and half of what The Bachelorette is, I feel, is what's discussed off screen as well as on.
Yeah.
But yeah, you couldn't really get that when I had you watch like an hour, 2 hours of like a
the ones we watched. I feel like there was the interracial dating thing was kind of just totally glossed over. It was never really addressed.
Right.
But I mean, it never seemed like an issue, which was nice.
Yeah.
But I mean, there was also a lot of black men on the show. Like, I mean, it was pretty evenly, maybe a little skewed more towards white men. But I feel like there was like at least five, right?
I feel like there was a good amount of them. It almost seemed even like one of the white men there were actually like was Latino.
He really hammered that one.
It was one of the guys I thought was a white guy, Russian, but he ended up being like Latino. But
kept speaking Spanish.
Yeah. God, I'm so fucking drunk right now. This is incredible.
You see, this is the power of The Bachelorette.
I was just down in beers watching.
To be fair, like, I mean, like,
it just made you want to party. Like, just like,
hold well, on. I feel very catty. Now, like, I mean, like, I
you
like,
feel very catty.
Yeah,
yeah, and like, I'm wine drunk, and I just watched 2 hours of The Bachelorette. Like, of course, I feel catty. Like, it creates this little weird headspace that I'm in now. Like,
they focus on storylines that are like Jamario, not Jamario, DeMario. DeMario. See, you can interchange these names
Dumbo.
And storylines. That's where I'm like, the black people they had on it,
Dumbo
they
Mario.
They chose to focus on these stories of them being like stereotypical, like black men. I like got all these like girlfriends cheating on everybody. But I don't know. DeMario's storyline was hilarious.
Well, I mean, it hilarious might not be the word, but it was definitely like it was hilarious in the sense of it was very obviously staged.
I thought it was in general hilarious. Like, well,
yeah, I don't know. I laugh at stuff
his
like
his
this.
Whole like, who is she? Oh yeah, we definitely dated for a few weeks. Oh no, we were on and off. Like him watching him flounder was hilarious.
Yeah,
and watching that whole situation unfold.
I mean, yeah, it was obviously staged because I didn't even catch it the first time through that she was reasoning like I saw him come out and meet you, and then I knew I had to come here because
yeah,
that's
she's like we 3 weeks later. I was like, that's not how well television is produced. Television is not produced 3 weeks ahead of time. It's not a podcast. Like
it's not a podcast. You don't do what we do.
There's a lot more production involved in it.
It's The Bachelorette, so
yeah,
not
they have
really.
most of the season done, and they just signed. NSAs, like NSAs?
NSAs.
NDAs.
The NSA is involved. Yeah.
Yeah, the NSA is involved as well.
For context, this is an episode. In one of the episodes, a guy named DeMario was on, and she was like, I like the look of him. He seems like a stand-up man. And then
he's very good at basketball.
He's really good at basketball.
They were in the middle of like a weird group date, and this girl comes on with her scrunchie and is like, he was in my bed before he went to try and win you. But it was very obviously staged.
Some point where she was like talking straight into the camera.
She did a couple like Jim from The Office looks into the camera. She was a little like,
she was like if Jim from The Office was even more mentally unhinged.
Like, leave Jim from The Office alone.
He was a bad person. He did not deserve
There's
Pam.
Some videos out there that describe his character as
especially
being
in that last season, Pam deserved the boom operator, for sure. She didn't deserve Jim.
She didn't
Or no, Jim didn't deserve her.
That's the only thing about the boom operator is he also plays the like super fucked up douchebag millionaire or billionaire on Silicon
Thank you for
Valley.
Making that distinction.
Yeah.
Yeah, he, no, you're right. I like him a lot. He's very funny.
He's hilarious. But
yeah, that character, like Pam did not
I don't know.
Pam, I feel so bad for Pam.
Jim's
all right,
bad person. Anyway, romance.
We're not here to discuss The Office.
Welcome to the Scottcast.
That's what this show does. It just makes me want to like discuss relationships and all the time and what is like reality. Like I feel like
it's a reality.
What is reality?
And I don't mean it like that. Like what is going on?
Is this real life?
Is this real life? Is that David Antonis?
quality memes on this show.
Oh, yeah. We got
sick
the memes.
Sick refs.
We got the memes.
Hey, what are we, basketball? Memes. What are we playing basketball? Because there's some sick refs.
Yeah, we got the memes.
I'm leaving. Farewell.
You stayed up late for this.
I did.
But no, it like in the sense of this is a reality show that is geared to display relationships as real as possible in a real sense and like make the majority of people who watch it believe that this is reality. But clearly this is scripted and like you can get a more realistic relationship from a scripted show.
Well, I was going to say like
The Office and Jim and Pam and Michael and Holly or whoever or whomever, as I would say in The Office, but.
There was a reason that I showed you the second episode, and it's because I feel like I've only watched a few seasons of this show, and before that I was like, eh, I don't want to watch this. I could watch better scripted television. Except I watched The Hills for all of the seasons that it existed, so here we are. But I feel like sometimes what I like about the show is that it hits on nuggets of like truth and true conversations that people have to have, and that one that she has with Peter doesn't,
at the end, yeah,
it doesn't feel
it felt
scripted.
Like a real breakup conversation,
yeah. It feels like
I've had many of those conversations,
yeah,
or just like awkwardly sitting there crying, it's just like you don't know what to say. Just seems like it cut out all that awkward silence.
Yeah, except on this show, you have to watch them just sit there in silence.
I was surprised at how long they held some of those silences, though. For being a reality show on ABC, like usually it's like, all right, just get to the next thing. And they just, well, let's sit for a second. I kind of appreciated that.
They do know how to hit the right notes emotionally like that with the pacing of the editing and everything, I think, but.
I mean, in general, I would disagree.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
I feel like
they those tender
luck
moments
into it, maybe. But I feel like they know exactly what people are watching for.
I feel like they hit the tender moments, but they don't hit like the fun, like relationship building moments, like when they try to do like the games and them interacting and having a fun type.
Well,
of
the relationship
building
stuff seems very forced. Like, I mean, it always seems like it's just kind of like, well, here, run down the there's obstacle course with a baby, and then there's a vacuum, and also Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher are here.
Once like, again, it's part of the. I wish I could have had you watch the whole season.
Well, you have a game show aspect of it. I get it. Like,
there's
a game show
aspect, but like later in the season, they go in like very like they're not as gimmicky. Like Peter and
Devin is pouring one beer into another beer.
Just so
I just
we're
had a fruit fly
aware.
Fall into my wine, so I'm about to empty it out real quick.
Okay.
But I'll wait until this conversation's
Dude,
over.
Drink it. Extra protein.
Nice. Got to get those gains.
Yeah, wa-boom!
Wa-boom!
Sorry, it can't work out. I'm trapped in this house. I need to walk up this hill.
To walk up a hill. What was I even freaking saying?
The show wasn't very game show. It wasn't
so,
list.
There's this point where, like, Peter and Rachel get, like, a key, and they have wine in this basement in Spain now, where, like, they were supposed to have this key, and whenever they came back, they would have, like, great wine to drink when they came back, and then they would talk about their future, and then they would go to a nice dinner. And, like, it's, at the beginning, it's very gamified, just because it has to be.
Mm-hmm.
And that is part of the fun of the show, right? But, like... Yeah. It's one of those things where, like, I will, like, ardently defend the fact that it is not always, like, that opening thing where you've got Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis, like, laughing about your... Like, Ellen is on this frickin' season.
I love
and,
Ellen,
like,
though.
She does not like Waboom Guy. Or
I get it.
Oh, I want to see that.
I mean,
I
to be fair, she's also a lesbian, so, like...
Oh, it's Tickle Monster Guy she doesn't like. Did you guys
is
see
the same guy?
I remember seeing Tickle Monster.
I thought those were the same guy.
No, different guys.
Okay.
But she like.
This is the weirdest show.
No, he was literally Waboom. His name.
Yeah,
was
I know.
His
but then like, Waboom. I felt like everyone's name or their occupation or whatever the fuck they described him by, like, changed sometimes?
No.
No, I don't know.
No, it never changed once?
The only time I've ever seen that happen is on The Bachelor in Paradise, where one of the girls got the nickname Scallop Fingers, and they changed her lower third to Scallop Fingers.
She sounds like salad fingers.
Yeah.
Have you seen that shit?
Yes.
Shit's creepy as fuck.
I know, and that's exactly what I thought
been
of.
On the internet before? It's pretty cool.
We got the memes. We got the memes. We got the memes.
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah, we got the memes. You ever seen Grumpy Cat?
Nah.
Nah, never seen it. Never heard of it.
How about Peanut Butter Jelly Time?
No.
You ever played Penguin Slap?
I've heard of the Berenstain Bears.
Oh, I like the Berenstain Bears.
No, it's the stain.
Oh, you're in the alternate universe.
It's a stain on our
existence.
You
ever heard of Rick and Morty? Rick and Morty's pretty cool.
I've heard of
I don't know. I'm not
Doc
intelligent
and Marty.
Enough.
I don't think you're smart enough for
Rick
and Morty.
I don't understand the references in Rick and Morty.
Devin and I just took the red pill. You're obviously a blue piller, so, you know, whatever.
I'm sorry.
I just watch Easter egg videos after the episode. Mm. That's
I like how it should have ended videos. You know, or everything's wrong with movies in 15 minutes or less. I really like those.
Mm, those are really good. I wish.
I don't like focusing on things I like.
Why don't they do that for Bachelorette?
Everything wrong with a Bachelorette.
Because I know how it should have ended.
Ooh, we'll get into the ending of it.
I want to get into it right now.
You're very excited to talk about this ending.
I am so. That pisses me off.
Imagine watching that. For like 20 hours of your life, and then that happening.
Yeah. Like, I mean, yeah, I only watched one episode of their build-up. I'm talking about Rachel has a thing with Peter.
Yeah, spoilers for The Bachelorette season...
13.
Lie ahead. But, so basically, Rachel...
Beware, all ye who tread.
Hey, watch out. Spoiler alert. Somebody falls in love with somebody on The Bachelorette.
There
you go.
Everybody loves somebody sometimes on The Bachelorette.
So basically, Rachel and Peter connect right from the beginning. They go on a series of one-on-one dates, and it's always in the back of her mind that he might not want to get engaged at the end, which I had to keep reminding Devin and George, the goal is to get engaged at the end. And so he was like, I don't know, like, I think that an engagement is basically getting married. I only want to do it once. And she's like, nah, I want to get married, and engaged.
Well, I think there's a conceit of the fact that she is very religious, which they kind of don't really allude to.
They talk about it.
Or at least
in
the episodes that we saw. Well, yeah, but I mean, that's like...
She was raised religious. She went to, like, Catholic school and stuff. But, so basically the idea is Peter is, like, this guy who's complicated and complex and doesn't give her exactly what she wants. And then there's Brian, who is not complicated and can give her what she wants.
Very
but
boring.
Is incredibly... It's like watching a piece of paper.
Is this why people like Twilight?
Yeah, kind of.
I mean, I'm getting it now. Like,
yeah, this is kind of why. Yeah.
He's definitely the Jacob of this situation.
That makes sense.
He is. I always wanted Bella to go with Jacob. That was a very emotional thing for
Team
me.
Team Jacob.
Team Jacob for life.
What are you, an amazing FX sitcom? Because you're the worst.
What are you, a Shark Boy and Lava Girl person?
Yeah, because I'm in 3D.
Wasn't that Jacob?
Yeah, it was. Right. Good job.
I thought so.
Sick
I've never seen Twilight.
Bro.
Thank you. I can reference
those same guy?
Shitty movies.
Yeah.
Taylor Lautner. Taylor Lautner, yeah.
Taylor Lautner.
What are you in, Grown Ups 2? Taylor Lautner's in that movie.
I'm not gonna say anything about that reference.
Watch or listen to The Worst Idea of All Time. The first season is great. They watch Grown Ups 2 every week for a year. It's a wonderful podcast.
Sounds like
just
hell.
Two Australian men just hearing their will to live just slowly erode.
Let's start a podcast where we only listen to that podcast every week for a year.
I would love that. I'm sure they would love that. And the second season, they watched Sex and the City 2.
Oh,
which
no.
They didn't, when they started, they didn't know that Sex and the City 2 is 2.5 hours.
It's very long.
And it's also super terrible.
Oh, it's so bad.
So they literally, like, the first episode, they're just like, why are we doing this? Like, You know, like I feel like we should have a veto kind of thing.
No, Sex and the City too. Sex and the City is my breakup show. So like every single time I go through a breakup, I watch like 2 seasons of Sex and the City.
See, I just listen to Pinkerton. It's a lot faster.
Yeah. My roommate comes home and she's like, "Are you okay?" And I'm like, "I need like 3 more episodes and I will be fine." But I broke up with someone and I went to watch Sex and the City 2 because I had never seen it before.
And it's not a good one.
Oh, it made me so freaking depressed. It was so bad. I was like, this is the only time that I've been ever depressed by Sex and the City.
But that's the only time.
It is the only time. It's a very...
Didn't they go to a gay wedding? Or like, where she was dating a
that's
gay
so
guy.
That's so depressing.
She was dating a gay guy.
I didn't say it's
Carrie
not
is
problematic.
Kind of the worst.
She is the like quintessential unlikable heroine.
I guess.
See,
I mean,
there's a very good piece about this.
We'll have to do a Sex and the City second shot because we were supposed to actually at some point.
Really?
Yeah, they dropped out.
Oh.
Sex. I convinced myself for a long time that I liked Sex and the City.
I'll go to the mat
I even
for
saw,
Sex and the City.
I saw the original movie opening day in theaters. Full of women and just clanking wine bottles just falling everywhere.
Do you go by yourself?
No, I went with my girlfriend at the time.
Oh, okay.
And I liked it. But, you know, like, it was like, oh, this is fun.
I used to have to sneak to watch my mom's DVD collection of Sex and the City.
Because there's, like, boobs every once in a while?
Yeah, I just fast-forwarded till I could see the boobs.
I get it.
I was...
Seeing those middle-aged boobs.
I mean, I was a growing boy. I had to know. But anyway.
Growing in your pants.
Boners.
So The Bachelorette's
anyway,
good.
That's,
The Bachelorette.
That's why my brain brought me to it, is because my mom always watched these shows, Bachelor, Bachelorette. That's
your,
what it goes.
Your mom did?
Yeah.
My mom watched The Bachelorette.
I would just like to hang out in the living room with my mom sometimes and just like just hang out
there.
Well, I was
going
to
say,
what
is your history with this show?
Yeah, how did you feel about it coming in?
I watched, I think, the first couple seasons of whatever, if it was
This isn't like the simple life.
I think it was
The
Bachelor.
Like
it started off as The Bachelor, I think, right?
Yeah,
I remember watching like the first season with my mom. She loves all reality TV and watches like Real Housewives and Bachelor and
Empire.
Sister Wives and all of those shows. And
your mom and I would get along.
Probably.
Yeah.
Like
Emily
and
Bamford,
Sex and the City.
The mom of the podcast.
I would act like that's off brand, but it's really not.
But I mean, it's... They're very popular, and a lot of people watch them, and they draw them, and that's why they make money, and things like Kardashians and stuff hits the TV. And but I watch a lot of these shows, so I can sit through episodes, because I've done it a billion times in my life. I can sit through episodes and watch them and laugh at them, but, like, I make fun of my mom for them all the time. Like, but yet I still sit there and watch them. But it's like one of those things where it's like I don't think it's good. I think you can get better love stories from scripted television than you can from these like reality TV shows. But yet I still watch them and can still be entertained by them, because also it brings me back to a point now in my life where that's what it's all about, is like being brought back to being a kid. And it's like, I don't know. And that ties in with, at the same time, being in high school and being, like, a romantic and wanting to have a love story like that. But
see, saying you can find better love stories in movies and scripted things, like, I think the whole point is you're not supposed to get that. Like, you're supposed to find something that's a bit more raw, I guess. I don't know. Like, this is not, like, this is very scripted. This is very, very, very intentional where they're going with it, and they're setting up a very specific type of mood.
Yeah.
But I feel like the original intent, or at least the idea, is it's supposed to be more real. It's supposed to be, you're supposed to have those awkward silences.
Right.
They just cut those down. With scripted romances, you have the swelling of the music and two people running towards each other after they just yelled at each other and broke up, or, you know, whatever. Like, if this were a scripted story, spoiler alert, Peter would have ended up with Rachel, right?
Right.
That's like, it would have been, they broke up, they realized their issues, Rachel would have realized that, hey, maybe this television show isn't the full scope of our relationship, and then they would have gotten back together. But instead, she just ends up with that chiropractor who looks like that, like, I don't know, a stock actor on The Walking Dead. Like, but
I think that's interesting because right after the show ended, like, everybody was very, very, very upset.
Yeah, I'm upset.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even care, but I was, like, kind of, like, fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I read something right afterwards. I was really upset, too. Even though I do think, I don't know, if you come on this freaking show, you know that you're supposed to propose at the end.
Right.
Like, yeah. If you come on and the whole intent is for people to want to be engaged at the end of this, you know the timeline. You know, this is a whole other side conversation as to where I was going. But I think Peter was partially to blame. And
yeah,
it's from just fundamentally not being right for the format of the show and coming on the show anyway. And on top of that, like, then you question his motivation. If, like, he wanted to come on here and not get, like, he didn't get engaged, even though he knew that was the whole point, why was he even there? Like, a lot of people thought he was shooting just to be the next Bachelor. And a lot of people wanted him to be the next Bachelor.
I could see that. I mean, like, I get it. Like, but I feel like he probably came in with, like, I don't know, maybe I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt in this, but, like, He came in with lower expectations. He's like, I'm just going to do this show. You know, maybe I'll make a few bucks. Maybe I will be the next Bachelor. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But then maybe it was real. It felt real from what I saw. I mean, that last breakup, like I said, felt like a real breakup. You know, like, I don't know if that's like normal for the show. I don't know if those moments happen a lot. But
for me, I've only watched a few seasons of it, to be honest with you. Like, JoJo's was my first season, and it was The Bachelorette before this one. And there was nothing like this on that show. Like, there was, and I think that's what struck a chord with a lot of people, is because this is a relationship talk that a lot of people have. Not necessarily, like, it's been a month, why aren't we engaged?
Yeah.
But, like, you have a very specific idea of where you're going, and I have a very specific idea of where I'm going, and we want to be together, but we just can't.
Yeah. I mean, I've been in those relationships too, and right, they suck, you know, having to end them sucks, you know, like, so I mean, like, I get that part. I'm just saying, like, with that situation, I feel like she was not, there was no give for her. I'm not trying to, like, say, well, she was completely wrong, because at the same point, he knows what he was getting into. He knows what show he was on.
Yeah.
You know, just as the same she did, you know. But at the same point, it's a fucking month. Like, I feel like there's like this, there's a difference between what we've equated with Bachelor in, I don't know, the early 2000s to what we do now. Like, it was very, in the early 2000s, it was just hollow. You know, it was just like, I mean, it's still hollow in its own right now, but, like, I feel like there's a level of self-awareness, mm-hmm, to it now.
Oh, you
know,
no,
like, you don't have, like, shows like Temptation Island on at the same time. You know, like, we're just literally just a bunch of naked people having sex all the time.
I preferred, you know, MTV's, like, Next.
I
that
watched
was a great show.
It's hilarious.
I watched Temptation Island a lot because we didn't have cable and I was very young. but it was either that or just watch Jurassic Park again. And I'm like, there's not very many boobs in Jurassic Park.
Dinosaur. Why are there never dinosaur boobs?
Oh, I wish there were dinosaur.
You never
boobs.
Get to see dinosaur boobs.
There are dinosaur erotica, though. They're very good.
Is it real?
Oh,
yeah, I don't want to go to
Tyrannosaurus sex.
You ever? there is actually a story of a woman having sex with a velociraptor, and it's very upsetting.
A giantosaurus.
Hey, sick. You ever heard a horse cock?
A pegasaurus.
Ooh. A Cuckasaurus Rex.
I hate everything about this again.
Biceratops.
A Triceracop.
Hey, they address some very important issues with the Biceratops. There's a level of visibility there that wasn't there before.
Fallaciraptor.
I guess what I'm saying is, like, I understand where Peter's coming from, and I felt a lot of empathy towards him. Like, I, having been in those situations before where it's like, you know, like having those conversations where it's like, I don't know if I can be, you know, I'm not ready for this, you know, I'm not, like, I can't be where you need me to be right now, and that kind of thing. And, like, I understand where she's coming from at the same point, but at the same point, like, it's a TV show. Like, I get you're structured to have to do this, these certain things, and, like, they're both right, and that's why they're both right, and that's why it's frustrating. You know what I mean? Like,
right. So the idea was is that people thought that she settled.
Oh, 100% she settled.
But here's the other thing on that. Like, what is settling really? What is settling really? But like,
what is life?
Like, if she had gone with Peter and said, "It's okay, I don't need to be engaged right now. I don't need."
I mean, she's settling there too.
Yeah, she's settling there too. So like, how does she even win? Is the thing.
But it's not about winning. That's, I think, the most frustrating thing with, like, at least as a man watching this show, or someone who's not a fan, maybe not speaking for men, because I can't
not
do
all
that.
Men.
But, like, exactly. But, like, hashtag fake feminism, hashtag no chin. No, but, like, I just, as someone who's not inherently a fan of the show. Why are you pouring your beer?
You don't have to say anything. You don't have to.
I know
say
I don't
word.
Have to, but it's so distracting.
Is it done yet?
Almost.
Oh my god!
Don't do that. There's a computer right here.
No, look, I did it perfectly. I used to
Wait,
be a bartender.
You're moving it closer to the
Is
computer.
Is it all gone?
And I won't.
I swear
spill
to God,
it.
You're buying me a new goddamn
I'm confident.
Computer.
I'm confident.
This computer cost me $1,000.
I will not spill beer. Oh no, I didn't spill. I'm just kidding.
All right.
This is the cautionary tale when you're drinking during The Bachelorette and time seems to cease.
Yeah, drinking wine.
Yeah.
Just wine drunk, trying to fight off all the fruit flies in my house. Because my brother doesn't throw away his fruit that he doesn't eat.
Hey, you know what they say about living in the jungle is you got to throw away the fruit you don't eat.
You know
what they say about the jungle is... You kill or be eaten.
It's probably not that. You know that, right? Like, that's not the only reason fruit flies can be in your home.
Why else?
Well, food can stick around in many different places, and like in garbage.
That's
disposals.
One thing about living in the jungle.
Am I being woman-splained right now?
No,
living in the jungle, food can stick in many places.
I wrote a story about this. So basically, like, if food gets wet, literally anywhere, if it's in your garbage disposal, if it's in your trash can, if mm-hmm. it's in, like, if it's anywhere, it's on your counter and like a crevice, like anywhere, the fruit flies can like breed on it. Like even paper towels and stuff, like they can breed on those.
I can breed a lot.
Mm. And so,
yep.
So, cool. How are you? If you're fighting the fruit flies by trying to kill them, you're not doing it right. Like,
yeah,
you
I don't
have
try
to,
and kill them. I just try and swipe them away from my wine.
You have to. George just poured his wine into his water.
Because there was a fruit fly in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you motherfucker been talking about me pouring a beer into a beer the whole time, and he just poured wine into water?
Yeah, because I'm fucking Christ.
You're a goddamn monster.
I'm a motherfucking monster.
Don't get me started on rapping Kanye. I'll
get oh,
going.
Man. Oh, wow, that's a heavy pour. Thank
I
you.
I didn't mean to. Okay.
I'm
wine drunk. What do you want from me?
But basically, you have to kill them... Where they, like, clean out the breeding sites. So you should do that.
Yeah. This episode brought to you by Raidex. Is that it? Is that the... Terminex.
I think that's...
There's Raid and Terminex.
To be honest, I would watch The Bachelor / Bachelorette a lot more if instead of giving out roses, they just...
Gave out cockroaches?
No, they just...
Gave out fruit fly tips?
No, they just terminated the people who lost every
you
week.
You murdered them?
Oh, yes. If Arnold Schwarzenegger was the host?
Well...
They're terminated.
Yeah.
Instead of the bat, or the, instead of the,
but he's already the host on The Apprentice. So he can't
it got
make
canceled
it.
Already.
Oh, did it?
Yeah. That was the whole feud between Donald Trump and.
They'll reboot it.
Yeah, that's Re- why. That's why Arnold Schwarzenegger is very vocal about how much he hates Donald Trump now, even though he's still a Republican.
but
what I was getting at originally.
Sorry.
Was this show like? It's frustrating because it treats relationships like it's a game.
Isn't everything a game?
It's not like, I mean, that it's like, I mean, that's, I mean, I know you're kind of being tongue in cheek about it, but at the same point, like that's kind of what this show is doing. And like, it's like,
Do you think it's doing that, or do you think it's raising awareness that our relationship shouldn't be like this? Mm-mm. Because
it's never being negative about it. It's always entirely positive.
The effects of it are not great.
Yeah, but that's never on the show.
It is on the show.
I mean, there might be like breakups and there might be sadness, but it's not like what we just watched with, generic guy number three who just married this chick or got proposed to this chick. Like,
they are engaged. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, like we don't know anything about what's going to happen, obviously, because it's a reality show and it hasn't happened yet. But I mean, like with other shows, like you might have follow-up stuff, but that's not part of the regular season.
Right.
In the same way, like we watched the finale of this one. And it said, like, oh, this guy just got engaged to this girl. You know, it's, oh, how great for them. You know, and then 3 weeks later, they're, you know, broke it off or whatever. You know, like, but there's no negative repercussion necessarily on the show. I don't feel like it's satirical or, like...
It's not satirical, but what I'm talking about, there are absolutely negative repercussions for these people. Like... The Peter thing, yes. Dean, earlier in the season, he had to take Rachel home to his hometown, show her around, and have her meet his absolutely crazy family,
mm-hmm.
which opened up a lot of emotional wounds. And
right, but that's more...
And then they got immediately dumped.
And then Lee, he had to be paraded... He had to be punished for just being proud of his Southern heritage.
Heritage, not hate. Devin.
Yeah. Oh,
there was
sorry.
Actually a Confederate statue in the mansion.
Is there really?
No.
In the bathroom?
No. Absolutely not.
I don't know. Like, I feel like that's more like taking your family, taking your girlfriend home to your family and then finding out your family's crazy or whatever it is. That's more slice of life than it is like...
Because we're gamifying this, there are negative... Oh, I get what you're saying. Okay.
Like it's everybody's dated around, everybody's had like, you know, gone on a date while they've also maybe not seeing somebody, but they're like, everything's still casual, it's still nebulous, you know, whatever. But at the same point, like like having everybody interact is really weird to me. Like, I don't care if it's men fighting over a woman or women fighting over a man. Like it's just very like. It creates, I mean, you're going to have those people regardless because it's a reality show that you're going to have those people who are just like, I'm just here to win. I'm not here to make friends, you know, like the thing that everybody says on a reality show. But what? Go ahead.
Nothing. I was waiting for you to finish.
No, I mean, that's basically, I mean, like, I just like the game version, the game aspect of it, it just makes me very averse to it because, like, I'm just not. Especially with relationships, I feel like it creates this kind of like, I don't know, it's gross to me. Like I've been in relationships where people are just very manipulative and very like trying to win basically. And it's not like, I don't ever want to be in that. And I don't know why anyone would want to be in that.
Yeah.
Like, And it's just that part of it. Like I get like it's entertaining television. Like when I'm sitting there drinking wine, it's fun. You know, you can get catty, and it's, you know, like, oh cool, look at that. Like the he's a dog, and then it cuts to a picture of a fox, yeah. And it was like really weird.
DeMario's a dirty dog.
Yeah, it was like it was goofy. It was weird. Like it's more me laughing at how weirdly made this show is. It's produced well. You know, it knows exactly what it's doing. After 13 seasons, you know what you're doing.
Being but a like, fan of so many like comedy shows that lampoon this kind of thing.
Oh, he's going to bring up Burning Love,
it's
actually.
Hard. Yeah, it's hard not Burning to Love? Watch it in that scope. Burning,
have you watched
Love,
Burning Love
is amazing.
No.
That's great.
Will you accept my hose? Or will you take my hose? Or yeah. Whatever they say.
You'd love it. It's actually, it's
hilarious.
Like as close to, it's almost, it's so accurate, it's kind of frustrating.
Mm.
Because, except for like, you know, one of them is just Ken Jeong just dresses as a woman, you know, like that kind of thing. One of them's blind. The other one's Jessica Alba. Or no, it's not Jessica Alba. What's her name from Friends?
Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston, but she's wearing like a bag over her head.
I feel like this could be a BoJack plot line.
It is kind of like a BoJack, but it's like Ken Marino, three or four seasons.
Ken Marino is a firefighter that.
Oh, there's two Ken Marino seasons, and then there's one of Natasha Leggero.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, so good. And yeah. Michael Ian Black is the host.
It's so amazing.
It's so good. If you liked like Children's Hospital or anything like that, it's in the same vein.
So many people are in it. Adam Scott and fucking
it's all David Wayne-esque guys, you know, like.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like the game show aspect of it just really bugs me. Just on like a weird moral level.
I mean, that's fair. But you also have to think these people know what they're getting into. Like,
that's true.
It's not like
they're
these
people. They're all consenting adults. They all know what they're doing.
Yeah. It's not like these people are coming in being like, this is going to be a very serious take on me finding love. Like, that's not something.
You don't think some people are very.
They're hopeful.
Like, Peter's definitely.
I think he's hopeful. I think there's like a difference in like coming in and being hopeful. And, like, thinking somewhere in the midst of all of this garbage, maybe I'll find something real.
Yeah.
And I think that's what keeps the show going, is that even though this is, like, this completely cheesy show and, like, most people who come out of it with, like, a deal to endorse gummy vitamins for hair, skin, and nails.
is that a thing?
Yeah.
Like, Paltrow.
Yeah, it's, like, a huge thing among, like, ex-Bachelor contestants is they all have, like, take this fit tea and like you'll look like me and be able to lose on The Bachelor too.
She's a Christian rock star.
But I don't know. I think that the game show thing, I get it. Like it bothers me too.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you do have that very confusing bit at the end where you feel like you're watching a real breakup and you're
it
like.
It feels like a real drop off.
Yeah, it's conflicting ideas sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And you think, well, this isn't fun anymore sometimes.
Yeah.
But I think that at the end of the day, like, you can approach it as both. Like, you can approach it as I'm having, like, this may spark real conversations about real relationships and we can see real emotional drama happen, but mainly I can sit here with my friends and drink wine and
perfectly cool. Like I'm totally like, I mean, I have a lot of those things where I just, you know, I'm not sitting watching the room, you know, judging the artistic merit of it.
A serious movie. I'm confused.
I mean, and Tommy Wiseau is a very obviously like kind of a bad person. Like he has very weird antiquated views towards women and he feels like he's owed a lot of things from women, but at the same point, like, it's still hilarious to me. Like I see the issues of it in the same way like you see the issues of The Bachelorette, like, and I get that.
Yeah.
I don't know, there's something about the it's a little gross to me. I don't know. Like, there's just something about it. Like, I honestly, like, kind of got sucked into her and Peter's relationship from what I saw. You know, like, I was like, yeah, I wanted to be together. You know, like, and I mean, I guess there's maybe something to be said about the fact that it just kind of drops off and nothing ever comes of it. Because that's real life.
I tend to think, like, they're all bullshit, though. And, like, they hire pretty good actors to.
No one's that good.
That was
especially for
that seemed pretty real. Like
they would have more of a career after that if they were that good.
Yeah, he's just moving his fitness camp somewhere else.
I mean,
he's probably
season,
trying to sell something.
This season was just on, so maybe they will have more of a career. You don't know.
I doubt it. What's funny is that a lot of people wanted him to be The Bachelor, and we all think that he said no. Or he didn't get enough money. That's one or the other. One is way less like.
How would
enchanting.
He turn that down, though? You know.
Yeah, like, but he.
If he's not ready.
And another, yeah, that's true. Like, why would you go on a show where you were like known for disagreeing with the process?
Yeah.
But and you, another guy.
This whole thing felt very genuine to me. I don't know. Like
it did to me too.
I felt it. Like
what? You've been quiet. Before this.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been really quiet. I don't know. Just like
considering decanting your beer.
Yeah, I was decanting my beer.
Trying to get another beer so he can pour another one into it.
Decant more beer. He can pour that one into the old can and then pour it into the new can.
You know, I was just feeling very attacked and I had to step back and just get inside my own head.
I came here to have a good time and I'm just feeling very attacked right now.
No, I don't know.
I'm here
like,
to chew gum and talk The Bachelorette and I'm all out of gum.
Like, you know, like I relate to Peter, I will say. In this day, I didn't even talk about it today. Like, it's a very big step for me was today before recording this podcast, and it had to do with a relationship.
You moved in with your emo cat?
I moved in with my emo cat. Her name is Claire Nandori. And,
oh, the one you have locked in the basement.
According to...
Or the attic.
According to conspiracy theorists, whatever, that's
his name
not
is the
real.
Truther.
It's not real. It's just a crazy guy.
He doesn't deserve a name.
It's just a crazy person who thinks I created a clone of my girlfriend.
He didn't even bother calling us this week.
Like...
Idiot.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Like, if it was real, he would have called us by now.
Yeah,
and
I know.
Revealed more information
fucking
about
loser.
Why we're terrible and why you're a
Xanadunian. He made a fucking... Twitter account about us, but he didn't call us.
Yeah.
Second shot exposed on Twitter. Don't follow it.
Don't.
Definitely don't.
It's awful.
It's the worst.
It's egregious.
It took one of my very embarrassing pictures, and now I'm saying I'm an alien. Me being super cool and goth at prom.
Another very important point in relationships.
It's true. I was in a very terrible relationship at that point.
Goth prom brought me back to emo cat.
I love emo cat.
It's Claire. I moved in with my girlfriend today.
Oh, from the podcast. I know her.
Just from the podcast. Former guest. Friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Long time listener.
Long time listener. First time caller. None time caller, actually.
Long time. I was going to say dicker. But I just
nope. just
Sorry, Claire.
Nope.
But no, like, I related to Peter because we moved in together. It's the first time I've officially lived with a girlfriend.
Ooh, really? That's a big step.
It is. But it's something that was like, it was going to happen, but it was like, you know, it was like, I feel like Peter, like, where we didn't want to rush into it, circumstances have kind of forced us to rush into it in a sense, but it was something that's like, it's all right. So it's like, I wanted Peter to win in the end because I was like, I feel like it can work, Peter. Just go for it.
But did you give her your rose?
She's the bachelorette. She has to give me her rose.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Aww. Sorry. I'm like three glasses of wine deep. That was like the sweetest thing.
But anyway, like, yeah, I don't know. I'm living this thing where I like related to Peter on the screen and I was cheering for him to win. And then when he didn't, I was like, fuck.
Yeah. He's so handsome though, too.
It's irritating.
It bugs me how
handsome
he is.
That's why I related to him. Cause I'm so handsome.
Yeah. You definitely look like a black Sebastian Stan.
That's why they call me the winner black soldier.
I love that blaxploitation movie.
The winner soldier boy.
Black soldier. Black winter. Black ice.
Winter's coming, motherfucker. I hope Ice-T said that.
Black Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
I'd watch it.
Black Sean Bean. Sorry, Sean Bean.
I feel like we need to have you on every episode of the show.
Okay.
Because since you've been here, we have thought of so many ideas. And, like, I don't know. We're all going to get rich, I think, is what's going to happen.
Get rich.
Or we're all going to get drunk, like, very frequently.
I think, yeah, we're already at that point. Yeah.
Which is why we have to get rich, is to support our alcohol.
You still
habit.
Have half a glass of wine still.
Stop.
So we got half a beer. Fine.
Wait, can I decant my wine into another glass?
Yeah, but you're still going to have to drink all that wine. It doesn't matter what glass it's in.
No, I'm just ensuring temperature.
It's true. You don't want any fruit flies in it.
I see you guys are learning.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
I am. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm sure I'm
going
to listen back to this and be like, none of this is usable.
It's not. None of this is going to make any sense.
I think it's better than we think.
Is it?
Is it?
I think.
It's probably better than we think.
I think it's better than we think.
I think it's pretty good.
And you better think it's better than we think.
Okay, so give me an over.
I think this is a masterpiece. So mm-hmm. It's better than we think. So this is, this is like The Shining or Clockwork Orange. It's only Kubrick
films. I just saw The Shining for the first time.
Yeah, you told me that, and I was almost going to like Devin scream that. At you.
That's
the fact that it took you this long to see it.
Yeah. I'm happy for you that you Thank did you. See it at least once in your life, because every person should. Get into Stanley.
Get
Stanley
into
the Manly.
What? Stanley.
Stanley the Manly.
Stanley.
Not
yeah.
Stanley.
I'm no, Stanley. Stanley. Into Stanley. Kubrick Lee. Yeah, it only took me till 24 to see The Shining.
Amen.
What do you think the MCU would be like if Stanley Kubrick directed all of it?
Very long.
Directed
it's
The Bachelorette?
Already very long.
No, no, not the...
I would love to
I would
see
watch
Stanley Kubrick's
too, though. I would watch that, too.
There'd probably be a movie in about 10 years about how he faked one of the marriages.
Yeah.
Called Room 11. Was that the room they went in before?
But he hinted in... Oh, it was Once. Yeah, Once. Room Once. As Brian, we figured out, he really was Latino, and he knew how to pronounce Spanish numbers.
You see, the problem with Brian is that there's no reason to hate Brian.
He's so boring, though.
No, he's fake as fuck. Fuck Brian.
I don't even think he's fake. He's just like, yeah, he's there. Like he's just like...
I think Rachel should have built a wall around Brian and not let her into his heart.
You haven't seen this movie. We've had a long conversation about it. But he's the main character of the Lego movie. Minus all the interesting
God.
Things.
No.
It's just so very...
The freaking Lego movie.
Lego movie guy is better.
Well, yeah, at the end of the movie, but at the very beginning, he's just like, meh, he's just there. He's just a guy. He doesn't have a thing, except for the fact that he speaks Spanish
except
every once in a while.
Brian is not pure of heart. I guarantee that relationship will not last.
He's a bummer. He's a lame-o.
I feel like we're all projecting onto Brian. Like, we're all projecting,
Maybe.
Like, our failed relationships onto Brian sometimes. Like
I feel like I'm projecting all of the lamest parts of myself onto Brian.
I feel like
he's not making it up, but he's definitely
poor
like
Brian.
No, this not poor Brian. He fucking won The Bachelor.
This might have, might
they're
as well
gonna break
been...
up in 6 months.
Oh yeah, less, without a doubt.
Less.
Less.
I
all right, give me
it.
An over under.
He won by default.
Give me an over under. When do you think that Brian and Rachel are gonna break up? Because
wait, okay,
it's been
well,
like
well,
it's gonna be
months.
Between Christmas and New Year's.
It's going to be before Christmas.
Okay, so we've got before Christmas, and we've got between Christmas and New Year's.
We'll come back. We'll have you on for the new season of Bachelor in Paradise, or whatever the fuck is going on now.
Bachelor in Paradise.
That is
Bachelor
not the theme song.
And it ain't nice.
That was great. You
Thank
should
you.
Really resubmit that to...
AIDS Burger in Paradise.
Mm-hmm.
South Park.
Chris Harrison would truly love this. With
I love Chris Henson.
Chris...
Hansen.
Yeah. Hansen.
It's Chris Hansen.
Sorry.
Henson.
Chris Henson. It makes my favorite Muppet.
Jim Harrison.
Chris Henson was great as Kermit.
Yep.
We are
great
clearly,
episode.
Yeah, we're clearly at a point of such intoxication that, I don't know, like, I...
Well, you want to get into final thoughts?
As far as final thoughts go, I feel
we're
like...
We're here.
I have to give it a miss just because I cannot supporting alcoholism, and that's what I think The Bachelor and The Bachelorette does. It supports alcoholism.
It does support a lot. I feel like the wine business went drastically up in the last 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
So is this a hit or miss for you? You kind of just were kind of alluding to...
I am saying full on this is a miss because I cannot support alcoholism, and this got me really drunk. Unless... this episode does well, then I do support alcoholism, and this will be a hit. So this is a conditional hit or miss on my part.
It has nothing to do with the content of the show.
The
at
weirdest
all.
Back and forth I've
because,
ever heard
no.
from someone.
No, that was a fake answer.
I'm
going to
go ahead and say that Devin, right before we watched the finale, was like, "Don't tell me, don't tell me who gets it."
Yeah, you got really
that
into
was,
it.
That was a fake answer. I am into it. I am into
you got,
it.
Like you were bent over, like hand on your like knee, kind of thing.
I was chilling back in my seat.
And then you like there were moments where like Valerian or whatever the fuck his name is came up to the gates again.
Demario, that was
yeah,
racist.
You know,
George.
Valerian, the city of a thousand planets. You know,
why Valerian is my question.
I don't know. Someone referenced it today. I was listening to a podcast about the Matrix today, and someone brought up Valerian.
You know, as but, you do.
But.
DeMario was coming up to the gates.
So, yeah, you were super into it, but, like, so this is a amiss for you then, or what? I don't know. Like you're being very elusive.
Yeah.
I do enjoy it.
You're afraid to say yes.
No, I'm not afraid to say yes.
Do you take this rose or no, Devin?
Yeah, do you take this rose?
No, I want to commit, but I just need more time than two episodes. Like, I can't.
It's okay.
But that means a yes if you want to keep watching.
I mean, I do. Like, I want to keep watching more than anything I've ever wanted to watch in my life. But at the same time, I'm not that kind of person. So, and I...
The answer is that we have to have Bachelorette and Bachelor Mondays now.
Is it on Mondays?
It's on Mondays.
I want to do that, but I don't know what's wrong with me.
I already reserved Wednesdays and Sundays to D&D, so I don't know if
I don't know what's wrong with me, but I don't know if I can do that.
Wednesdays and Sundays?
No, Wednesdays for the podcast, Sundays for D&D, sorry.
Nope.
I'm drunk. I'm wine drunk.
Wednesdays for the podcast, Sundays for God.
That's true.
And D&D.
The Godcast. Is that a podcast?
We are fighting
the Godcast?
God,
no.
That's another idea. Boom.
We could do a Godcast.
Wah-boom. Book it.
Oh, we could do Oh God, the podcast.
Are we
they
only
made
do-
three of those. I just looked that up the other day. There's Oh God, verse 2, and then Oh God,
Are we
devil.
Only doing my final thoughts, by the way? Yeah. I like it. I kind of like it. I'll just only do. This only be about my opinion. I feel empowered, and
this
I
is
feel
the Oh God cast.
I just wanted to
like
hear
George
what you
Burns.
Had to say. That's
thank,
all.
Thank you.
Yeah. No one ever cares what I have to say, anyways.
And I think that's what America wants to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And you better fucking stand when you listen to this podcast.
It's true. You know, oh my God, Devin.
I wasn't even pouring. It's fine. They're water
Devin spilled his
quartz.
Beer that he's poured into another beer. Let's take another second to do the.
We're all right. Wait.
Chaos.
It's fine. It's just on the table. It's not on the cords.
Chaos.
Fucking gotta love it.
It's fine.
Only one beer was spilled in the creation of this podcast.
All right.
That is the only beer we've ever spilled, isn't it?
Yes, it's the only beer, but you drop a phone every other episode. So
I didn't drop my phone today, so you got to give me that one.
That's true.
It took until this episode for everyone to
get
like super drunk and spill beer everywhere.
All right.
This is our most drunk episode ever.
Is it really?
I think so.
I was pretty drunk on
Mumble
the...
Mumble Rap was
I was
drunk.
I was drunk on the Mumble Rap episode, and I was very drunk on the anime episode.
That one, you got a lot more drunk.
Yeah,
you
I just found
all
a
day.
Friend died,
yeah, that was,
like,
that was yeah, different was, circumstances,
yeah,
for sure.
That was like a sad drunk.
Yeah.
But
I said I wasn't going to drink tonight.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
All right.
That did not work out.
Bring him back.
All right. George.
Ask me what my...
Are you going to... I think I already know your answer to this.
Do you?
Yes. Will you accept this rose from the Bachelorette?
Oh. I've never had a lady ask me for a rose before.
I'm not asking you for a rose. I'm asking if you accept the rose.
Then I still have never had a lady ask me for a rose before.
I wish it ended like that. Hey, will you give me a rose?
They just ask, like everyone walks up.
So I have a very.
Will you give me one rose?
I have a very complicated answer for this.
Is it complicated?
Why you have to make things so complicated? I really enjoyed getting wine drunk and watching the show. Like, super enjoyed it. Like, I got super into... honestly, like, I didn't care about everybody else's relationships, but I cared about, like, Peter and her relationship, Rachel. You know, but, like, at the same point, still have some problems with the game show aspect of it, the competition thing. Like the Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher thing seemed a little... just seemed gross to me.
And Kareem,
like,
and
I get it
Jabbar.
Was like, and the, oh, the Kareem of Jules Jabbar.
That
was just like,
weird.
That was bad. I mean, it was fun. I got it. You know, like, it, like I understood what they were going for. It was like MasterChef. You know, like, I love MasterChef. It's so good.
Not as good as MasterChef Junior.
No, fuck MasterChef Junior. They're too nice on that show.
Screw but you. It's the best show on television.
It's adorable, but they're too nice on
it's
the show.
It's so good.
I want them to be honest. I don't want to be like, oh, you're good for a kid.
I mean,
like,
but that's what it is. They are good for kids.
Yeah, but that's not fun. I want to see someone good.
Do you
not
want
good
Gordon Ramsay to walk up to a child and put their face between two pieces of bread and call them an idiot sandwich? Is that what you want? That's a thing.
Are you asking me that question like you don't know the answer to that? Absolutely, I want to see that.
Right.
Like,
I want to see a 10-year-old build a beautiful cake. That's what I want to see.
Yeah. And normally they build pretty nice cakes.
Exactly.
They build cakes that I would be able to make. But, like, at the same point...
No, they... would you be able to make a croquembouche? No.
I don't even know what that is, but sure. I could probably do it if I looked up the recipe.
That's not true. It's very difficult.
Croquembouche. But, okay.
So what you're saying is you need to watch more of The Bachelor.
I'm into it.
I think the listeners
enough.
Need to know what a croquembouche is.
I'm into it enough to give it a hit.
It's a tower of puff pastry.
Oh, right, yeah. We covered in, like, honey, right? Like, there's, like
it's caramel, drizzle, but yes.
Caramel, yes, yes, yes. Yeah, they made one
caramel, you plebeian.
Fucking idiot.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, no, I love cream puffs.
The shit I deal with.
I had enough fun watching this to give it a hit.
Whoa.
It might be the lightest hit we've had on this show.
Just a tap?
Yeah, I mean, it was enough to be like, yeah. So, like, I never got into it, but, like, when I went to L.A. last year, I was staying with my sister, and I got really sick, like, the last 3 or 4 days I was there. So I basically just spent the day on her couch, or the last few days on her couch, and her friends just kept coming over to watch The Bachelor. It was The Bachelorette. And it was the last season, or maybe it was 2 seasons ago, but whatever it was. So I was watching that, and I would just, like, have these weird, like, fever dreams about The Bachelorette. Because I was, like, there was a lot of, like, cold medicine going through my body, and I was just, like, it was fucking 90 degrees outside in February, and I was just, like, I don't know what's happening right now. My body's just all over the place.
Kind of like right now in September.
Kind of, yeah. And, like, but I was, like, still trying to drink because I'm, like, I'm on vacation. Like, so... Yeah, you know, cold medicine and alcohol mix really well. I dig it. Like, I don't know. There's something about it that I'm like, I hate it, but I like it. You know, like, I don't know. Like, it's this weird dichotomy. I feel like a lot of people, I mean, there's some people who are just like, I just like the romance, or I just like the drama, or I just like the, you know, whatever. But I feel like the general consensus is like, there's this weird dichotomy of this show, like, listen to How Did This Get Made? And Paul Scheer talks about his love for The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, like, every episode. I mean, there's a reason he's, like, on... Like, that's... Burning Love is his show, basically.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like... It's a hit, man. Like, I mean, like...
Okay.
It's
okay.
It's a hit.
I don't blame
you. Get me
you
wine
for
drunk,
that.
I'll hang around like just some catty girls, and I'm in, man. Like, I'll get it. I'll do
are
it.
Are you calling it our guest catty?
I'm calling Emily catty as fuck.
Wow.
It's not wrong. but
I've known Emily long enough to know that she's catty as fuck.
Yep, that's my main descriptor.
Catty AF.
Yeah, well, it's the men who are
that's
catty.
That's her nickname.
Oh.
Catty AF.
Well, I know Shots what fired. Podcast I'm not coming on again. no, I think that, first of all, it's the men that are catty on this season.
Yeah.
You have to,
that's
like...
That's true.
Yeah, DeMario fucking sucked. Lucas fucking sucked.
Yeah.
Lee fucking sucked.
They all sucked.
We're all terrible.
To be fair, Lee was just a fucking lame-o, but
fuck Brian,
from what we saw, he didn't suck. From the 2 episodes we saw, he didn't suck.
If you
he
know
was just
about
like a fucking
Twitter.
Lame-o. Yeah. Well, no, yeah, in context, like, yeah, but in the context of what we were watching,
no,
he was a fucking weirdo.
No, he had a moment where he was like, I could tell he was being
he was
dick.
Swearing a lot, yeah. I don't know what was going on, but...
Yeah, but, yeah, I think half of it is actually, I'm glad I was here when you guys were watching it, because half of it is like that, sit around and get wine drunk and watch this and make brackets. We made brackets.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you did say you, like, wept during the Peter thing, where I'm like, yeah,
okay.
I may not get that bad.
First of all, I had half a bottle of wine. Second of all...
I've had probably a full bottle and a Nosferatu at this point. So.
Proud of you. But, yeah, it did feel real. You get invested over spending weeks and weeks of your life watching this. Like, I thought Game of Thrones was a time investment, but I put this much time into it. And Bachelor in Paradise airs twice a week.
What?
So, yeah. For like 8 weeks, it's two times a week, and they're like
16 episodes.
They're like 2 hours a night.
Wow!
Holy fuck! That's 30. That's 32 episodes, basically.
It's a lot.
That's fucking nuts.
Yeah, and it's basically just watching people get drunk and make out with each other.
I mean, I watched Paradise Island, so I can't say anything. Or Temptation Island, so I can't say anything. But like.
I mean, I've been on vacation.
I used to have it super. I like one of my guilty pleasures was like those VH1 dating shows, like Flavor of Love. And
Flavor of Love was a national treasure.
I watched all that shit. I was hooked. It was hilarious. I could not look away.
Did you watch I Heart New York?
I watched I Heart New York. I watched Rock of Love. I watched Real Chance at Love.
We've had someone talk about how they want to come on for I Love New York. So
I love New York. I do love New York.
it's a great city.
I don't like that New York. But no, like Bret Michaels one is basically let's watch everybody get STDs. So
I do love that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Tequila? Oh. Tequila?
Tila Tequila, the neo-Nazi?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She sucks.
Tila Tequila was on a dating show where the whole bit was that she was bisexual.
Mm-hmm.
And then it
I know the show. I'm just what
she's
is
a neo-Nazi.
How?
She.
I mean, not how. I mean,
she is openly.
What is the reference? Like,
she's openly a neo-Nazi.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah.
Isn't she? She's like Asian though. Yeah. Like, yeah. How does that work?
That's weird.
How does Clayton Bigsby work? I don't know.
That's fair, but like, oh god, that's weird. Oh, people are dumb. I mean, it doesn't surprise me from a dumb person, but like, if you're a neo-Nazi, stop listening to this podcast. Get off my fucking internet.
Actually,
good. They'll listen now.
Yeah, I don't care. Fucking, I don't want them to listen.
No, I mean, like, if somebody, people have said that before.
Yeah.
They're all gonna listen to you and leave now
good.
Off the internet.
Yeah,
they're like, George said it.
If they enjoy anything I make, then they're not gonna enjoy it. that doesn't make any sense. But like, all right, Emily, I was gonna ask you your opinion, but you, it's pretty obvious. What is this a hit or a miss for you?
It's very much a hit. I will be watching the new season, even though the new Bachelor seems like a dweeb.
Oh.
He does. He seems like a dweeb. They went
is
back
it
like,
just a random guy?
They went back 5 years for it, and it's this random guy who nobody really seems to know anymore, and he just looks like... He looks like Brian. He looks like a stock photo,
mm-hmm.
except, like, a slightly sad stock photo. Okay. And it's really sad because there were significant amounts of people to pick from, and I don't know why they went that far back. But no, I'll continue to get wine drunk and watch it with my roommate and talk to everybody.
Well, if you
I
get
know.
Wine drunk and watch The Bachelorette, I will watch The Bachelorette and get wine drunk with you if you watch my horror movies a day for October.
Okay, deal. Deal.
You did it.
Word. Cool. On.
Cool.
You did it.
Also, we're going to be doing our Halloween episodes next month.
Yes.
So I'm basically going to be recapping the 7 movies I watched that week in the intros. So, because I'm watching 31 horror movies next month.
I'm into it. I'll try to catch a couple of them with you.
Actually, last year I did 35 horror movies. So
you did 35?
Yeah. Something like that, yeah.
I have to go back and like watch all the like basic ones.
Yeah, I mean, well, yeah, you're still a noob to
I'm
horror
a noob.
Movies, but
I watched It the other day.
The
it's a lot
one?
Of fun, isn't
yeah.
it?
I haven't watched it yet.
It's so much fun.
The
refrigerator scene's the best. I love it.
I was terrified and intrigued.
It's hilarious, though.
It's not hilarious. Why
it's very
it hilarious?
Funny. The kid
I
from
mean,
Stranger
kid,
Things is really funny.
Besides that guy, yeah.
And
but
the whole the rock fight scene? Are you kidding me? That's so
it's
funny.
It's so funny.
It's so funny. When they start playing like Metallica thrash music over it, it's so funny. It's weird.
I was mainly just concerned that a kid was like that unhinged to do what he was doing at the
oh,
time.
Oh, yeah. No, the bullies are like, they feel way more fleshed out than in the original one.
Except you still have no motivation why they're doing it.
They're just bullies. They're just fucking dumb kids who like, it's the same way like you watch like Beavis and Butthead. It's like, why do they shove firecrackers up frogs' buttholes? Because they're fucking dumb and they're just fucking kids.
That's like, not a reason to do what they, spoilers for It Ahead. Like, they're not, like, there's a difference between.
There we go. Devin lost his phone. He dropped his phone.
There's a difference.
No one can ever hear it anyway.
Oh, they can hear it.
There's a difference between that and like carving an initial into someone's stomach.
No, yeah, he's entirely deranged. I mean, like there's like it shows.
Is that
on
the whole backstory?
Other...
Is that he's just deranged?
He's got a bad childhood. I mean, it's a to the point where his father shoots at him.
At his feet.
But he shoots at him.
That's true. I don't know why I didn't react to that the way that people... I was like, he shot at his feet. It is his feet. It's just his feet.
I mean, that's just like...
What is he, a child?
He's far more fleshed out than in the original movie. That's basically what I'm
getting
at.
I've never seen the original movie.
You're not missing much.
I read the Wikipedia summary.
Yeah, you're missing a really good Tim Curry performance. That's really all you're missing.
I can go watch Rocky Horror again.
Georgie. Yeah, Georgie, we all float down here. You like popcorn and cotton candy?
I mean, that's really all you're missing is that. Like, the first half's pretty okay, and then once it gets in the adult stuff, it's just like, oh, my God, shut up. Because it's 4 hours long, too.
So I can skip. Oh, so, like, two episodes of The Bachelorette.
Pretty much. We had someone come on to... Or we had someone talking to me about they wanted to do the original It. But I don't know if we're going to be able to squeeze it in, but we'll figure it out. But
give it a shot.
Hey, leave that to me. That joke, that is.
If we
all right. This is going so long. Emily, thank you again for coming on. Do you have anything you want to plug? Any super cool
podcast that I do?
Super cool podcast?
I do a podcast. It's called 10 Minute Tech Talk. It's all the tech news you need to know in 10 minutes. It's pretty fun. I do it with a friend of mine called Taylor Olmstead. And it basically rounds up everything you need to know or addresses a certain topic. This week we're going to, I don't know if we're going to do that anymore, but we're going to talk about Amazon and the Amazon announcements that came out today. Like
today?
Yeah.
You're buying Whole Foods?
There was a surprise Amazon hardware event that came out. Mm-hmm. And Amazon's releasing a new alarm clock. And that has like a screen and works with your Echo, and the new Amazon Echo Plus serves as a smart home hub, so you can set it up and it will like automatically connect with smart light bulbs and stuff like that. And automatically communicates with them, and it's shipping out for the price is lower than what the original Echo shipped out for. So Amazon's really killing the game right now, but...
Yeah. I still want a Google Home. I like Google.
Why?
Because I like little spinny lights.
Echo...
I just like Google stuff more. I don't know. And the Alexa stuff was fun.
The hardware looks like garbage, though.
Yeah, I don't do that much research on it. I just like the look of it. I don't know.
The Echo Dot...
I sync everything with my Google stuff, so I don't know.
Oh, like, I guess that makes sense. But the Echo Dot has spinny lights, too, if you...
That's true.
You feel that way. But, we do that. We talk about iPhones. You can listen to me cry about the new iPhones. Not literally. But
they're $1,000.
Not all of them.
Yeah, unless you want the poor ass ones.
The iPhone 8, which we discussed whether or not it's a viable option.
I want the nice diamond camera. Encrusted one.
It does have a very nice camera, though, so I was given that.
Yeah.
Devin, you got anything?
Not really at the moment. I've been real busy with moving stuff all over the place and. Trying to write stand-up again and trying to get back with an artist for the comic that I haven't been doing much other like announceable
shows. If you want to do some art for a comic, get a hold of Devin. I want to read this fucking thing.
I have somebody working on it right now.
Yeah?
Yeah, we'll see if it works out. Actually, Sam Holmes, who did our logo.
Yeah, she's great.
Was giving a crack at it, but we'll see if that works out. Nice. I hope it does.
Yeah. I want to see some of this shit. I have faith in your writing, my young man.
Oh, thank you.
I do, too.
Thank you.
Here's my support.
I feel it. I feel the support, and I want to...
I can feel it supporting me in the podcast.
Nope.
Hold on.
I don't know why I was thinking of Phil Collins like Scott Stapp. I'm just stuck on that Creed episode.
Oh, that's not it. That's more Tom Waits.
I can feel it coming in the air tonight.
All right.
So I have tonight. I mean, if you're listening to this the day it comes out, I am doing stand up for the first time in 9 months tonight in Elyria at the Blank Slate. So come out to that. I'm gonna be terrible. The show will probably be great because everybody on it's really good. I'm super duper rusty and I have no idea what I'm gonna do. But if you can't make it to that, at Blank Slate in Elyria on the 13th, I am going to be performing as Vin Diesel. I am writing a spooky Fast and the Furious fanfic, which I had basically, I'm pretty much finished with now, and I'm very excited for people to hear.
I want
to
read it.
Because I feel like it's going to be a lot of people being like, I don't get this, and then like two or three people who are like really big Fast and Furious fans who are like, oh my God, that's perfect. So it'll be fun. And then on the 14th, I have the drive-in at May Halls. I'm showing The Thing, some awesome trailers, commercials, dress up, because I'm going to dress up to fucking make Halloween out of this shit. Just stop being fucking lame-os. Everybody's so boring about Halloween. Let's fucking have fun with it.
Nobody's boring about Halloween.
Oh, there's so many cool guys who just like don't want to dress up and shit. I hate it.
Yeah, but we don't hang out with them.
It's true. And weed them out. You got some? Beep, beep, beep. Ooh, we got some in heard it through the grapevine.
This sounds way more positive for what I'm going to say, but it's breaking news, and it's the ultimate bachelor, some would say.
Spider-Man?
Playboy founder Hugh Hefner is dead at the age of 91.
Why would you? Are you kidding?
Why would you boop, 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 boop that?
Because it's breaking news.
Holy shit.
Hugh Hefner just died.
Hugh Hefner was like a fucking creep, like at the end of his life. But like,
what the hell?
Oh, that's a bummer. Like some of the stuff he did in the 60s was cool.
91 years old.
That's actually fine. Like that's a
good run. That's a good run.
No, yeah, no, it's a good life. But like 60s Playboy was fucking awesome, dude. Like he was like, before he was a creep who had to like watch gay porn and have like women line up to have sex with him, like that was.
At some point, when you get old enough, I feel like you don't give a shit about whatever else is like. If I get a cut, whatever, I just want to stay here and fucking make a reality show and have sex with people.
I wonder what's gonna happen now.
Like, I mean, well, he already sold the he sold the mansion years ago.
Yeah, but and he's passed
with the stipulation of the fact that he had to live in it till he died. So I don't know what, like, whoever
what
sold it to.
What about his wife?
His wives?
His wife. His one wife. He has one wife.
Yeah, but he had multiple.
Girlfriends. Yeah, sure. But he had
he'd
one wife.
He's been married a few times. I don't know. They'll get his money? I don't know.
I don't know. I worry about her.
What's her name if you worry about her so much?
Crystal, I think.
Did they win a reality show?
No.
Ah, yes.
She showed up on something.
The incredible Crystal Hefner.
Actually, that might be right.
Really? I don't know. We'll confirm that at a later date.
We'll confirm it at a later date.
Look it up if you care that much. Yeah, it is a bummer. I don't know why you boop, boop, boop that. Like, it was a fun thing.
I mean,
like,
it was fun still...
No, I didn't. That's what your expectations were. Boop, boop, boop means breaking news no matter if it's positive or negative.
That's right, George.
Yeah.
Breaking news can be negative and positive.
See, Emily knows. She's from Cleveland.com. She knows.
Unless you're talking good things about me, I don't want to hear it. It's all fake news for me.
She knows news.
I know of news, yes.
And my name is Devin Newson.
Hey.
So, basically, I know news, too.
Follow us on Instagram at Second Shot Pod. If you want to be on the podcast, email us at secondshotpod@gmail.com. Call us at a number that we definitely have on our Facebook. That's definitely not that other number we said on the podcast that one time. Okay, bye. Because you had to be a big shot, did you? You had to open up your mouth. You had to be a big shot, did you? All your friends were so knocked out. You had to have a last word.
Probably the
Hawa boom.
Hey Ashton Kutcher, look how cool I am.
Remember me? I was Meg on Family Guy.
Ashton Kutcher was definitely not Meg.
He wasn't Meg on Family Guy? Are you sure?
Shut up, Ashton Kutcher.
So you're telling me
that was their catchphrase?
Yeah.
You're telling me that Mila Kunis wasn't married to Demi Moore?
No, Mila Kunis was the dog.
No, that is who she... Oh my god, thank god you remembered that.
I don't know how it clicked in there all of a sudden.
Oh, Demi Moore. Oh, Demi right, Moore. Right. Ashton Kutcher, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that was a weird... I remember Demi, everybody made a big deal
of it. Is Demi or Demi?
Demi. I always said Demi.
Demario Demi.
Demario Moore.
Demario Marcus.
Man, I wish Demi Moore wouldn't have cheated on Ashton Kutcher like that.
More like DeGue Moore.
Oh.
Oh. DeLuigi Moore?
DeLuigi Moore.
I totally didn't do this.
Charlie's Angels.
DeWee War? That's the evil Demi Moore.
World War Demi. That was a sick from first to last reference.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.